Today's new perek, Lulav Hagozo. The Mishnah says, Lulav Hagozo vayovesh pasul. A lulav which is gozo, which is stolen, and it's yovesh dried out as pasul. So, gozo is no good, because the pasuk says, v'lekachtem lechem, lechem has to be yours. If it's stolen, it's not yours. Yovesh is no good. So Rashi says, why is yovesh no good? The bino mitzvah muhuderes, tziv vanveyu. So it's zekeli vanveyu. So a mitzvah has to be beautified. If it's a dried out, like a klepto ishano, right? It's all dried out. It's missing in the vanveil. It's missing in the beauty of doing the mitzvah. Tosis argues, and Tosis says that mishum de iskish lulav leesrig. And the reason why a lulav yovish is no good because it says by esrig, the kachlan chem v'mishum creates hodor. Hodor means it has to be beautiful. And if it's dried out, it's not hodah. Nothing to do with the mitzvah zekein vanveyu. Right? So machlekes Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says because of zekein vanveyu, that's why yovish is no good. Tosis says it's because there's a hekesh to hodah. But like k'mashu pesha kuntres mishum deksiv zekein vanveyu. Why? It says Tosis the ein vanveyu ele lechatchila. The din of zekein vanveyu is only a din lechatchila that you have to do it. But b'dieved, if you don't have zekein vanveyu, the hidden mitzvah of zekein vanveyu is only a din lechatchila, not b'diavad. V'loy mifsul b'hochi, it won't be possible. Tosis brings a raya from what we learned earlier. Daf yidal from the base. K'der muchach per kama, dar minon rabbonon lulav mitzvah le'ogdoi is a mitzvah to tie it. Mishum shunam ezekei manveyu. Loy ogdoi, if you didn't do eged and tie the lulav adas marovas together, it's kosher. Right, so therefore, Tosis says it's a din hodah, which is ma'akev even b'dieved, not zekim anveyu, which is only a mitzvah lechatchila. Then the second part of Tosis talks about the level and the degree of yovish. What's called yovish? What's the definition of yovish? Right, so Tosis says, don't explain that the yovish over here is like the Gemara you find in Avodah Zorah, right, with the din of yovish is la'achashnayim asu chodesh. Anything which is over 12 months has the din of yovish. So Tosis, don't say that. Don't learn pshat like that. Right? Tosis proves it from the Gemara later on. So you see that's nothing to do with the 12 months. Rather, Tosis, the end of the Tosis, he says that the Yevashis over here is like the Yevashis of Oizen of Bechor, that the Gemara says in Bechoris that Yovsha Achitei Nefreches B'tzipayrin. You just touch it with your fingernail and it already begins to crumble, which is very, very dry. Right, sometimes you have a lulav. People save the lulav for shmira. Some people like to put it in the boot of the car. Says they don't get any speeding tickets. If you put it there, other people, you know, put it on top of the door.
Left in the car.
Yeah, and then I'll leave it there for a few years. Right, you can have a lulav which is a few years old, and it doesn't get completely that if you touch it with a fingernail, it has to be many, many years old to touch it with a fingernail and it already crumbs. Right? It's a very kuladuk ashir that Tosis is giving. The Ravid argues. The Ravid says that once it loses its freshness, it loses the green look of it. Right? So that's already a few months old, less than a year already. It starts to go all yellow and white. Right? And that's already a din of yovish. It's not clear to show him exactly what's the level of yovish. So two machlokes to show him. Number one, machlokes Rashi and Tosis, what's the din of yovish? Is it the din of zekein vanveyu or is it the din of hodor? And what's the degree of yovish? Okay, shalashera. The shera is a tree that someone bowed down for Avodah Zorah. It's always grown for Avodah Zorah, bow down to it. Bishal Irani Dachas, a city where most of the people did Avodah Zorah, so the whole city needs to be burnt down to the ground. So if you have a palm tree inside this Irani Dachas, you quickly grab a lulav off this palm tree before they're going to go and destroy the whole city. That lulav cannot be used. Right, why not? Right, so Rashi says, right, normally say Asherah, Pshad is, it's also about not Avodah Zorah. Right, but here Rashi adds something on. Rashi says, by Irni Dachas, it's Mishum de l'sreifa koi. See the Rashi inside? Mishum de l'sreifa koi, it's gonna get burnt. L'ksiv is called shalolatikwas. But Luluv boy shear dalet tvachim. A luluv needs a shear of dalet tvachim. The Gemara is going to say gimel tvachim plus another extra kedel lenanea boy. And since this is going to be burnt, so kol oimid lister of kesarv dami. There's no shear over here. It's as if it's burnt already. I don't have a shear because there's a chiv to burn it. So therefore, it's no good. Okay, nikdam reisha. The top of the luluv is cut off. Right, so it's Rashi, it's possible because the lay have a hodah. It lacks in the hodah, lacks in the beauty of a luluv if the top of it is cut off, right? The Tosis over here brings down different shots. What does it mean, the nikdam reisha? Right, it says, l'chari you'd learn, it's the top two leaves, the tiyamis, the middle two leaves, are cut off that from the shadra. That's already called no good. Right, so Tosis is a kasha, because later on the Gemara says that nitla hatiyumis, if the whole middle leaves are actually removed, it's possible. Right, Tosis has a kasha. If already nikdam, just the top of it's cut off, it's already no good. Kavachom if the whole thing is taken. So therefore, Tosis has a few pshat. The first pshat is Tosis says it's Tzorech Leimat that the nikdam reisha pshat in our Mishnah. When it says nikdam reisha, it means reiv ha'alin hel yonim. I'm not talking about just the two middle leaves. I'm talking about all the top leaves. If it's just the two middle leaves, it'd be okay. It's not that noticeable. But if all the leaves, the top part of the lulav, all the leaves, at the top of each leaf is cut off, then it really doesn't look hodda. It lacks in the beauty. Right? Or we're talking about over here that the top two leaves are taka cut off, and it should have been levy. Later on, it's talking about the whole, that only one of the tumors was taken, not the other one. Okay, so either you learn pshat, nikdam reishoy, that the top two leaves, just the top of it was cut off, or you learn all the top leaves were all cut off. Okay, nifritzu alav means that they have come, the leaves are taken off from the shedra, and you tie them together, like a hay broomstick, a straw broomstick. You know, you take a whole bunch of pieces of straw, right, and you tie it together and you have a broomstick. So here as well, you take off all the leaves, right, and then you put them next to the lulav and you tie the lulav the whole way up from top to bottom. Right, Tosis has a whole bunch of kashas on that. And Tosis says in the first wide line, right, v'hashtu chufi v'hainu she'cholak kol ala v'ala l'shnayim. So Rashi learns, actually pulled each leaf off the shadra. All the leaves are not connected to the spine of the lulav. Tosfos says, no, they are connected, but you split every leaf. You know, the lulav is made of two leaves, right? He split every leaf into two. But it's all connected to the shadra, right? And he spreads it out, and he cuts every leaf into two. Looks like that broomstick. Okay, so all those are possible. Nifridu alav. Nifridu alav means a lulav, usually the leaves of the lulav are growing, because it's an early stage, it's cut off the tree, at the early stage, they grow right along the spine. If you leave the lulav longer on the palm tree, eventually the leaves will open up and they become like a big palm branch. Right? Here we're talking about Hitaka left them on the palm tree for longer, and they're beginning to spread away from the spine of the lulav. So nifridu alav, right? They're connected, but they are separated from the shadra. Then it's kosher. Abudu says agdenum of the mailo, tie it together. You know, so it's all lying very nicely alongside the spine of the lulav. Sinehar bazel are kosher. Rashi explains in the first wide line that the leaves are very small, and they don't go all the way up along the shadra. Shorter lulav leaves, they're still kosher. Lulav she'esh bo shloisha tfachim kedei lenanei. But if you have a lulav that has three tfachim, in order that you can do nanua, you can shake it, kosher, it is kosher. Right? Rashi says, though the Mishnah says lulav she'esh bo shloisha tfachim kedei lenanei, but it's kosher, Rashi says it actually needs another tefach. So you need three tfachim out of the spine, connected the length of a hados, and the tefach yoisa kedelin aneibah. You need the extra tefach in order to do nano. So the Mishnah over here says, Lo shesh l'shlech t'vachim v'dani ne'er b'kasha, it means three t'vachim of the spine. The spine has to be three t'vachim, plus one extra tefach to do nanua. Yeah, Rashi brings the Gemara later, the kavonis of the nanua, ma'ala merid, melech mevi, la'atz ruchus rois, to withhold, to keep back all the winds, bad winds, hurricanes, v'talom roim, floods, etc. Zog di Gemara, kaposuk v'toni, there's a clear cut psak in our Mishnah that says that lulav ha'gozov ha'yovesh is posel. Posel sounds like it's intrinsically posel. A stolen lulav, a dried out lulav, you just cannot use it. Never. Leishna beyond vision, leishna beyond sheni. Doesn't matter what's the first day, which Rashi says is a chiv midaraisa, v'kachtem mechem b'yom harishon pre'etzodah. Leishna beyond sheni, which is already cholam moed, the second days of Yom Tov, contrast to the first day, which is already the Rabbanon. Because the first day is B'yem Rishon, L'kachin L'chem B'yem Rishon. The rest are all the Rabbanon. And it doesn't make a difference whether it's Gozel, it's Yavesh, it's Posel. So Mara says, B'shlemi Yavesh, if it's a dried out Luluv, Hodor B'inon V'leka, you need Hodor. And Hodor you need throughout Yom Tov. It doesn't make a difference whether it's the first days or last days. Yeah, it lacks in Hodor, so it's no good the whole Yom Tov, all the days of Sukkos. And the Gozel, but there's a stone on Lulav, Bishlam Yom Tov Rishon. Okay, I can understand the first day of Sukkos, you're not allowed to use a stone on Lulav, because it says Lechem. Kachtem Lechem B'yom Rishon. Mishalechem, it has to be yours. Ela B'yom Tov Sheini, if it's the second day Yom Tov, am I late? Why can't you use a stolen lulav the rest of Yom Tov? So the Gemara says the reason why you cannot is Amri Bechem Mishum Shimon Nechoy. Bechem said in the name of Shimon Nechoy Mishum Dehavale Mitzvah Habab Avera. It's a mitzvah Habab Avera. It's a mitzvah that comes through the Avera, and that you're not allowed to use. And how do you know that a mitzvah Habab Avera you're not allowed to use? Shenema, because it says Vaveisim gozel, vesa pesach, vesa cholel. That's Lashon bit me really. Vaveisim gozel, what you think you're going to bring? Because Baruch Hu says, you think you're going to bring to me a carbon which is stolen. Vesa pesach, it's just a lame animal that has a mum. Vesa cholel, and a sick animal. Hashem says, that's not what I want. I don't want animals, I don't want carbonus, which are stolen, which are lame, and which are sick. Right. Gozel dumi de pesach. Gozel, a stolen animal, is similar to a pesach, a lame animal. Ma pesach, less later kanto. If it's lame, it cannot be repaired. And Rashi in the second line says, ma pesach en later kanto. La'achaz man lekriv. You cannot bring it. Forget it. It's no good. So Rashi says, shrare mum kavua elamasu. We're talking about that the animal is lame. It's properly lame. It's a mum kavua, it's a permanent lameness that it has. Right, so less later kanto, it cannot be repaired. Af gozel, less later kanto, something which was stolen also. Right, I don't want it. And Rashi explains, even after Yush. Right, let's see the Rashi, af gozel, yafinu minei, de en later kanto, lachazman, there's no takon, even later, vafinu b'yush. Right, what's Yush? So Rashi says, the Shamina and Leila Mori, you hear the owner saying, the Miyayish. He is Miyayish, va'oma. Vai Leila Chisoran Kis, woe to me that I lost out. Right? So, even if you hear that the owner is Miyayish, less later count. Once it's stolen, a person cannot use a stolen lulav. Right? Afgoz, less later count. Back in the Gemara, there's no takono. Leishno, lifne yish, doesn't make a difference if it's before yish. And Leishna La'ach Yush, even after Yush, so you already hear the owner giving up hope, so you'd say, oh, now it's mine. No, it doesn't matter. You cannot go ahead and use it. Why? Because the mitzvah Abba Ba'aveiro. Right? Now, Tosa says a big yisoid over here, a mitzvah Abba Ba'aveiro. Right? Tosa has a kasha. If you look a few lines down into the thin lines on the top, Tosa says, Later on, the pastina lulu shall share with shirling dachas. The Gemara says, and we just learned it now in the Mishnah, and if you have a lulav from an asherah, from any dachas, the city, it's going to be burnt. Most of the city were over the Avodah Zarah. You need to burn down the city, burn down to the ground. And Rashi brought down this Gemara that said that the reason why you cannot use a lulav from an any dachas is because, Mishum, the michtas shiura, its shear is cut up. Well, since you're going to burn it, you're going to burn the whole, everything in the city, everything that comes from the city needs to be burnt, including this lulav that you quickly went and grabbed from a palm tree, from an erni dachas, and you have a mitzvah to burn it. If you're going to burn it, I don't have a share for tfachim anymore, because it's there to be burnt. Says, Tosis, why do you have to come onto the share of the halacha of the mechtas shiur, as if it's all going to be burnt? The share of a lulav is cut up, I don't have for tfachim. Tebek lemishun de mitzvah baba veiro. Just say it's a mitzvah baba veiro, and that's why you can't use a lulav from an erni dachas. Says Tosis, yesh leima. Here's the klal, the mitzvah baba veiro. The loidomi legozel, you can't compare it to a stone lulav. The machmas aveiros hagezel ba hamitzvah sheyotzebei. Mitzvah baba veiro means, just translate it, it's a mitzvah haba which came about ba aveiro, through the aveiro. The only way I have a lulav over here is because I went and I stole it. I did an aveiro. So the whole mitzvah came about through the aveiro. Therefore, you're not allowed to go ahead and use it because of the problem of mitzvah ba'aveiro. Aval hanu, the other cases of asherah or any dachas, otu machmas aveiro shenasis bei minofik bei. I'm not being yetsa this lulav. I don't have this lulav only because somebody bowed down to avodah zarah to it. It happens to be that somebody bowed down, and so you know it was in a city that everybody served avodah zarah. This tree could have been minding its own business in a corner of the city where no one ever visited. The fact is, it's part of an erni dachas. It needs to be burnt. Or even if somebody did bow down, it was an asherah tree. The tree didn't come about through the avera. Happens to be someone bowed down to this tree. Whereas if I steal your lulav, I only have this lulav in my hand because I did an avera. Then it's a problem on mitzvah baba avera. Right? So it's only when the mitzvah comes about through doing the avera, then you have a problem of mitzvah baba avera, and that's what we learn out from the pasuk of Avesim, gozel v'sapseach v'sochel. Kosh Baruch Hu says, "Something which is stolen, I don't want." Leishna lifnei yish, leishna lachei yish. So the Gemara says, "Bishleima lifnei yish." If it's before yish, yeah, I can understand that. You're not allowed to bring something which is stolen as a carbon, because the pasuk says, "Adam ki yakov mikem." Carbon Hashem. Someone brings a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, Mikem, Am Rachmon, it has to be from yours. Belavdi Dei, when it's not his. So if it's stolen, he's not Yotze. Ela La'achiyush, if somebody has something in his property. And, okay, it was stolen, but the owner was Miyayish. The owner was Miyayish means, a Yish is like a type of a Hefka. The owner says, Vayle L'chisankis. Well, you know, I feel so bad for myself, I feel sorry for myself. I don't have this anymore. I have a financial loss. In other words, he says, I'm giving up my ownership, my bailus. I'm never going to see this again. It's all stolen, a geneva, a gewalt. Woe to me that I've lost it. He's being mafke, his bailus. Right? If that's the case, the gazlan is koine it. There's a kinyan called yush. He was mafke, his bailus. So now it's mine. So why can't I use it? It is Mikem. Someone says, you're right. The taka is yours. But there's another problem. That's taka what we learn out from the Pasuk. That's what the Pasuk has come to tell you. Yeah, the Pasuk of Adam Kiakov Mikem, you're right, it's yours. But the Pasuk of Avesim Gozel, that's what you bring me something which is stolen. That is telling me that a mitzvah baba avera is no good, even la'acha yush, it won't be good because of mitzvah baba avera.